Chris Charla. I'm the director of ID at Xbox, Microsoft's self-publishing program for Xbox One and Windows 10 with Xbox Live. Thanks for watching. I don't think there's any doubt today that game developers are the most innovative artists on the planet, working to combine storytelling, technology, and interactive design in totally new ways. And honestly, Canadian developers are really leading the charge today. From the giant studios that are making epic projects to studios as small as one or two developers creating entirely new ways to experience interactive entertainment, the games that are coming out of Canada today, whether it's Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, St. John's, the stuff that's happening on the prairies, it's just amazing how much influence and leadership and innovation Canadian developers are lending to this global medium of video games. And that leadership role Canada has in the independent scene is no joke. Like, you know, some of the top independent developers are Canadian, which is awesome. At Microsoft, we are stoked and really committed to supporting this art form and supporting you developers as artists in any way we can, whether it's providing broad platforms like Xbox One and Windows that enable you to reach a huge audience with your art, or providing tools like Azure Cloud Services that help you interact with your players, help your players interact with each other in the world in ways that were, you know, almost science fiction 5 years ago. And honestly, we're just at the start of what we're going to be able to do there. At the end of the day, our goal is to enable developers, regardless of their size, to be able to achieve their creative and commercial goals and dreams, and to make sure we're helping them reach those goals. I was talking to some developers recently, and you know, there's this whole thing that good ideas spawn other good ideas, and just, you know, we were talking about the cloud and some things you could do, and just the energy in the room watching these devs riff off each other about what could be done and what could be done achievably by a small development team. It was like, seriously, it was like goosebump territory, you know, just hearing everybody talk and saying like, oh, we could do this, you know, oh, we could do this, and wait a minute, if we do that, we could do that, you know. It's just like, it was just exciting stuff. And I want to be clear, too, you know, it's exciting stuff on Microsoft platforms, but it doesn't end there. What we're enabling developers to do with Azure Cloud Services is not limited to the Microsoft ecosystem, and we're excited to support those cross-platform solutions as well as solutions on Microsoft technology. At ID and Xbox, of course, you know, we see our job is enabling independent developers to take advantage of Microsoft's technologies and platforms in the easiest possible way. So on Xbox One, we provide developers with two free dev kits, free access to the Unity console add-in for Xbox One, Unity Pro seat licenses, as well as development assistance and really help amplifying the promotion and marketing that you'll be doing yourself as an independent developer. There's no cost to certify or update a game on Xbox One. You know, obviously, making a game is really hard work and it costs money to do it, but a developer never has to pay Microsoft anything to ship their game or to update their game. We really, really want our players on Xbox One to be able to have access to the broadest and most diverse set of great game experiences possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure we make Xbox One a really easy platform to develop for. So we're constantly listening and talking to developers in our program, working on the back end to make things easier. We have more than 1,000 independent developers with Xbox One dev kits working right now, and we're really working hard to make sure that we as Microsoft and we as Xbox work in the way independent developers want to work in order to get their game shipped. You know, we want developers to have a great platform, but we really want you to be able to focus on your game. At GDC this year, we actually announced that we're expanding ID at Xbox to Windows 10 as well, which we're super excited about. So this means a developer who wants to include Xbox Live in their Windows 10 game can work with ID at Xbox and then offer the full suite of live services, from, you know, gamertag and rich presence to gamer score, achievements, live multiplayer. You can put all that in your universal Windows app across Windows 10 devices. And of course, it also makes crossplay with Xbox One really straightforward. At GDC, we shared some of the experience developers have had early in beta stuff of bringing their Xbox One games to Windows 10, and it's been amazing how easy it's been for them. You know, in fact, you know, it's kind of a joke, but it's actually almost boring how easy it is to get it working. They've been able to get their Xbox One games running as a universal Windows app in just a day or two, and even crossplay has been pretty straightforward. So there's a game, IDARP, by a developer, Other Ocean. They got their Xbox One and Windows 10 crossplay fully running in less than a week. It's just amazing stuff. Windows 10 is going to reach 1.5 billion consumers, so the opportunity there for game developers at every level, from massive games to casual games, from giant developers to independent developers to single-person teams, the opportunity there is just huge. And we're really committed to supporting developers making games on Windows 10 and Xbox One at all sizes and scales. You know, seriously, tell us what you want. Tell us what we can be doing better. You know, that's feedback we really want, and we really want to act on. So thanks again for watching. Thank you for being part of this event. We're eager to hear what you think. And honestly, we really can't wait to see what you dream up and what you build. Thanks again.